Thanks for tuning in to Tibbers Watch Radio. And thanks again for joining us for the Versus Battle event. Super Nintendo.
Of the century.
Of the century, sorry, mate, sorry. Versus Battle event of the millennium.
It's early days, still in the millennium, mate.
The Super Nintendo Entertainment System Mini Turbo Tournament. And last week we had a dominating display.
I mean Yoshi's Island, there's no way he's going to lose against Kirby Dream Stars.
That would have been a good game. Dream Stars. But this week, mate, what have we got?
We got Mega Man X.
X2, no.
Mega Man X. Versus Secret Mana. Versus Mana. Where do we begin?
Well, let's just kind of place ourselves, for the listeners, our relationships with the games. I just think, rather than getting into the graphics, all that sort of shit, let's just place ourselves with the games. Now, we were talking before we came on the air, you had X2 on the SNES, right? That's my that was my memory. That's the bike at the start. I'm sure that's the bike at
that's
the start.
That's definitely the bike at the start. Mega Man X1 is the B at the start.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
X2 is a bike at the start. So straight away you got on a bike. So.
Yeah. X, he's running at the start. And it's just not the same, right? So you didn't have X. I think I'm trying to think where I first played X. I don't know if it was an emulation or what, but I don't think I had much contact with X.
I had a mate that had X, like a fucking school friend. Again, at this point in time, I was like 13. It's difficult to work out times, but say I was like 12, 13. My mate had X, so I was playing it around his house. I didn't have X. I didn't jump until X2. And X2 was sweet as fuck. But that's a different story. But yeah, I remember.
Well, no, it's the same. It is the same story, mate. Because this is what we're painting the picture. Really, X2 is 100% better than X. The levels are better.
Yeah,
they are. They're so much better. There's like the big suits that they put themselves into.
I mean,
like X is sweet.
You only get one suit in X, but I'm pretty sure there's three suits in X2. There's one with the fucking drill fists. One with a normal fist and one that can, like,
you can do this.
Yeah, you can do that. What does that do? Come on, mate.
But it gets you there, and then you can jump out of it and then get to the.
Exactly.
It's in that, like, that level that you're on, like a hovercraft, like a flying green thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the badass crocodile. Motherfucker crocker.
Yeah.
Mud crocodile.
Yeah, just do it. I can't do it. That, you have to do that, jump out, do that, then jump out, but then obviously do your own fucking speed, because Mega Man has a speed thing.
If you don't have the air dash, you ain't getting
game
it.
Over.
You've gone to the wrong level too soon. Go and fight the flame moth, or the flame moose, or whatever it was.
Flame antlers.
But even, again, we chat before we come on the air, and even the bad guys on X2, they were the badass guys. They had the bitch penguin.
They were a little bit milky, weren't
they?
Yeah,
bitch penguin.
Milky goose.
Yeah. And so on.
Shitty armadillo.
Yeah.
They had all their one in there. So, yeah. I mean...
Poo beast.
Do you not like Mega Man X? No, I fucking... No, I mean, the trouble... You're not understanding what we're saying. Mega Man X was sort of like... Don't get me wrong, I love Mega Man X. Mega Man on the SNES was quality. And when they X'd it up, the graphics were better. You're still the same fucking game. You go around, you get the weapons, you kill fucking Flame Dick, and you get the fucking Flame Dick powers.
Mm.
You kill Bubble Moose, you get the bubble powers.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And the added bonus is, like, you had a bubble power. If you charge that bubble power up, it turned into rainbow. I can't remember the fucking detail.
We were talking about the bubble shit earlier.
Yeah.
In my head, I've just figured out what I was talking about. It was the Earthworm Jim. Bubble gun. Do you remember it? The first level or the second level or something?
Yeah,
that's what was in my head.
So I told a lie, there isn't a bubble goose in fucking.
Yeah, there is. There is definitely bubble goose.
But the point still stands, regardless of Earthworm Jim, the point still stands. It did fucking ramp it up, like, so you could get a fucking. You'd have, like, and you could shoot ice fucking spheres at someone, but then you could fucking get an ice platform to ride in the water.
exactly,
shit like that.
Exactly.
So like, Mega Man X is a good game,
and he's still got, and it's still the same setup. It's like you know how Street Fighter obviously is a Capcom game, so they like to keep their kind of, they don't like to change a lot. You know what I mean? They'll give you a couple of bad guys or a couple of different colours. But they've got
the
general principle of the game is normally pretty fucking solid. They just need to ramp it up a little bit, you know. Let me be M. Bison. You know?
Let him
be able to dash in the air, let him be able to fucking, you know, be on a bike. Give the mega suit things, the mecha suit things, you know, give him a bit more character, use him more.
Yeah.
Like they were just finding their feet. They were just finding their feet, mate. They had it. They knew they had something good, but they just needed
X2,
to.
X2, they fucking.
It's like Street Fighter and Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yeah, well, obviously. Yeah,
It's being able to have it.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo is a different fucking beast. It was fucking Street Fighter.
Yeah.
It? Like, it's a completely different game. What are those lads called on Street Fighter? They called like.
Shadowloo.
Nah, sure, it was like Jim and John or something in fucking Street Fighter. And then when it went to fucking Street Fighter 2.
No. They were still Ryo and Ken.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, Eagle, Sagat was in it. It was night and day.
Yeah,
I'm
sure there's a fella called just Michael in there.
There is Mike, yeah. Yeah. But he was the precursor to Mike Bison, obviously, Bulldog.
Oh, yeah, Balrog, yeah.
It's that same sort of deal where it's like they've still got the core is really good. You know, he gets to go into his capsules and get himself a new power. He gets his, you know, the pause screen. Let's not talk about the sounds. The pause, very good sounds though.
Yeah, I do like, yeah.
The pause screen shows you the suits, shows you your health capsules.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah, the ND tabs and shit.
Like really. Like, it was. X paved the way.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean X gets all the accolades.
But you do get Hadouken in X, though. And you only get a Shoryuken. Shoryuken is a fucking. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Shoryuken, yeah.
So you get Hadouken in X. And that is beautiful. When you're fucking. When Mega Man X is fucking. Like Mega Man X is Hadouken shit. Although, saying that, the Shoryuken is pretty sweet when you Shoryuken someone in the face.
Shoryuken's better than the Hadouken, mate. It is.
Oh, anyhow. Shoryuken.
Shoryuken is definitely the
better
best.
Than Hadouken.
Yeah, I love a Hadouken, mate. I was a Hadouken king. That was my. Like, if I was against you in Street Fighter, we would have the understanding that we Hadouken until some of us gets hit. There's no block. Like, that was like, you had to do the hard Hadouken, which is the. Back in the day, was the left shoulder.
It
was the most hard. Hardest in dexterity because you're using one hand to do.
Yeah.
To do the hard. So it was like. What do they call them? Like fucking
quick draw,
like guns at fucking
door. High noon,
yeah. That sort of shit. But X, yeah, X Hadouken.
So yeah,
hey, X is a man, mate. Like if X went up against Star Fox, he'd be fine.
Yeah.
But he's just found himself in a very tough group.
Because Mana. I mean, should we talk about Mana now?
Yeah, let's switch it up to talk about
Mana. Mana is,
because I've been playing it recently as well.
Yeah, like Mana is just nostalgia central. Like, it's just such a fucking.
You know how back in the day you gave me, when we did our top trumps in New York, and we were kind of like rating ourselves, pissed up, saying what attributes are yours? You gave me agility like fucking 2, but you gave me arrogance 11. Mana would have nostalgia ability as 7 for me out of 5.
Oh, right, yeah, that's fair.
I fucking, like, I was saying, because I was, you know, I was playing it, Ashley was watching me play it, and she goes, I don't get it, why you think this is a good game. I don't get it, because I'm getting all, you know, I'm charging up my fucking, my bow, mate.
You're staying at the hotel, and you're fucking doing your fucking girl's magic.
Yeah, I've flown, so I was in Kakara, right, and I think the inn was 150 gold pieces or something. Sorry, I was at New Town, Old Town,
yeah,
that posh place,
money
place.
Yeah,
I'd flown back to Kakara.
Yeah,
so I lost myself. I didn't know where the fuck. Because when I went back, I was like, "Fuck, why am I in Kakara? I'm sure I've done that a bit." But I was there
for the cheap hotel.
Mate.
Charge that fucking girl's power.
Exactly. So, I registered that. Then flew back to Canon. Obviously, I ain't got Flammy yet.
Yeah.
cannoned it over to Sage Jock or whatever the fuck he is. Matango, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
Matango.
Yeah.
You know, the...
Yeah.
With the dragons flying across.
Music, beautiful.
Ask me to do Matango.
Do Matango.
Down. I can see Street Fighter now.
What's he talking about?
Ask me to do Matango.
Do Matango.
It's hard to do. He's got a... It's a hard...
Yeah, it's a good song though, isn't it?
Yeah, great song, mate. Great song. What was he talking about? Street Fighter of Mana. Secret of Mana is... For me, it's so nostalgic. And what I think what made me a gamer more than any other game.
It's just... I just remember playing Mana though. But Mana, obviously, you could have like... If you had that fucking Nintendo adapter, like extender thing, so you could have like 3 players on it.
Yeah.
You can literally have 3 people playing.
And I've had that. Me, my brother, and Martin Cross. Martin Cross had the Secret of Mana. The fucking multi-tap.
Oh, yeah.
He was the old boy who had... Martin, if you're listening, fair play to you, mate. I've still got it.
God bless you.
The, the American converter thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's how I played Breath of Fire. When you put 2 games in one. You'd have to put the PAL game and the... Like the Games Master 2 or something, I think it was.
I know what you're talking about,
So, I've still got that. And so he had the multi-tap. He had the controller. Remember the see-through controller? Like the Logitech controller? What that really snazzy when you could turbo buttons on it.
Oh, the little switch. Yeah.
He had that as well. Like, his brothers obviously were older, you know, like a lot older than him. So they were like blokes playing.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So it'd be like us, if we wanted to buy anything now, you can just buy it. It doesn't matter. So they had the Blues Brothers, you know, like they had all the on an American cartridge, Breath of Fire American cartridge. So they had everything. And having that multi-tap where you piss through that game.
Yeah, it's just...
Like my brother didn't play it that much, but when he did, me and Martin were always like going, let's try and get them to play, because you just dominate.
If you can get three people on there, it's just a different...
It's like, just wait for your 100% and smash. Just wait for your... Or just charge the whole time. Or if you're a sprite, we've got 5 fairy walnuts in the bank, fucking hammer that eye, that wall eye, just hammer it every single time with the fucking gnome's fucking crushing ball. I don't care. I was the boy anyway.
Obviously.
But I didn't have the magic mate, so in the boss levels I wasn't really doing a lot.
Yeah, you had to sort of, you get fucked over.
Yeah, you just let Sprite and fucking
clean your versus cure that water. Fucking... Fighting that fucking tiger in that.
Yeah.
In the woods.
Yeah, the witches,
the witch
bitch, yeah.
That's the first bit where, because to begin with, as a boy, you'll be like, it's a piece of piss, I'm just fucking slicing everyone up. But as soon as you get that fucking tiger, the kickboxing walls. Yeah, and then you get that tiger, you'll be like, oh, I better charge the magic up.
Yeah.
Oh, I do realise what you're here for now, actually. Sort your magic out.
Because when I was playing, Ashley was like, can you go through the game without being anal and getting all the orbs? And I'm sure you can, like, as in, like, or leveling everything up. But if you didn't have a shit time, you can. They would level up automatically. But if you just kept, let's just say you kept the sword on the boy,
Never
the spear on the girl and the bow on Sprite.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like their... I'm sure that's their default...
Yeah.
Weapons.
Yeah.
And you just... You know, the... Yeah, because you don't need the whip orb. Don't need... You still use the whip
to get over.
Yeah. Whoop. You can still get over.
Nice, huh?
You can still get over with a level 1 whip.
Yeah.
So you don't really need it. I'm just wondering, could you get through the game if you level 9, you know, or level 8 or whatever, the sword, the spear, and the bow?
Yeah, you probably could. You would get a mana sword there, would you? Like, you have to fucking... I can't remember. There's that fucking... Really, we should have brought Rob Walls onto this. He's a fucking mana expert. He's played
this game. Yeah, but we can bring him on for...
The retro... Because Mana's winning. I'm telling you that.
Mana's won.
So we'll have to, with Kachifa, get Rob Walls is the fucking Mana expert. He's played this game non-stop now for must be 30 years he's played this for.
Yeah.
I mean, very easily.
It's got to be close to 30.
30 years he's played this. He's played it on a fucking SNES. And we're hard, on mobile.
We're hardcore Secret Manas.
Yeah, but he is.
But we're not. He's
another fucking level. He's played on every PlayStation.
He's cool.
Phone. And he knows all this. He knows how to get the Manas on shit. But yeah, you could play it, but I just don't think you're going to, win it.
For me, if you don't go back to Kakara and go into... No, what I like to do... I'm going to break this down for everyone before we move on to...
Declare a winner.
Before we declare a winner. We're 15 minutes in, so I've probably got about 5 minutes to go. I love to go back to... Because it's a smart thing to do. Smart thing. Fly back to Kakara, fly back to Matango, fly back to... Because... You remember those new rabbites, the pink rabbites?
Oh, yeah.
They'd batter you when you first met
them. Oh, yeah, they're solid as fuck, yeah.
And those green urchins, like a green insect, like spiky thing.
Yeah.
They'd batter you as well. Those owls, they would silence you and, they would batter you. Go back there, mate. Go back there afterwards. Charge your sword up to level 5.
Wait, 999.
No, you ain't 999 yet. I'm not at that point yet.
Right.
I'm only 7 hours in. I'm like 283 in them, 355 in them.
Yeah, they know that they're fucking around.
But they can't even hurt me. I've got the tiger helmet on, tiger thing, and the girl's got the tiger bikini. She does.
Cheeky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're fucking trying to fucking touch.
And that protects it still, though, mate. That bikini is. Yeah.
I mean, it's a good bikini, to be fair. Yeah.
I liked hitting the owl or any feathered beast with the feathers coming off afterwards. That was satisfying. Yeah, well, the wolves, smashing.
When they pop, they
popping a rabbit is cool, but after a while, popping a rabbit is nothing. What is he going on about? But popping a wolf, mate. When you pop a wolf.
Kickboxing, spinning kicks.
Yeah, exactly. Me. No, I'm talking about the ice
wolf. Oh,
because they fuck you as well. Yeah, they fuck you. But charge your axe up to 3. Don't go too crazy because that wolf's going to get you. Charge your axe up to 3. Smash that wolf. Because the wolves get you, and then Santa's there, and you have to kill Santa.
Yeah, you have to kill Santa, cunt. Yeah.
He turns into some sort of fucking bastard. He doesn't turn into a tiger, does he? Like the witch. He turns into some sort of fucking Super Saiyan Santa. A big ogre sort of thing. Patient. Yeah.
Santa. Like bubbly, when they do the fucking lumps and shit. He's a lumpy Santa, really. Yeah. But yeah, they fuck him over. But yeah. little kiss on there, thanks, mate. But yeah, I feel bad for Mega Man because Mega Man's not a bad game. As a fucking platformer, as a franchise, Mega Man is fucking.
And I don't know many people that like Mega Man more than we do. And your brother, for all the gaming conversations I've had, which aren't that many, but Mega Man doesn't come up in most people's. Like, I know he's for me, he's a big time player.
Yeah,
he's proper Capcom. He's fucking a core player.
Sponsor, mascot.
But was he everyone's secondary or do you know what I mean, mate? Like, if I had Street Fighter and I was obviously hitting that, I had Mario hitting that, Donkey Kong. Hitting that, Mario Kart, hitting that. Hitting all these big core players here. But when it comes to Mega Man, is he more obscure and kind of off-piste than for the mainstream gamer?
Yeah,
mate?
I don't know. I think Mega Man, I guess because he is known for Nintendo, but he's not Nintendo. Because you did get Mega Man on the fucking Mega Drive, and you did get Nintendo on the fucking PlayStation shit, but I don't think he was a big player on that. He was mainly big on the Nintendo. So you probably find he might not be. I mean, you did get fucking Mega Man fucking football. Did you ever play that game?
No.
There's like a Mega Man fucking football game.
Is it good? No.
But it was there. It weren't on the fucking NES Mini.
I've got the sales here.
I'll go on.
Mega Man X did 1.165 million.
Okay, that's not bad.
And Secret of Mana did 1.83. So sales wise, Mana did. And I mean, Mana's an obscure game.
Like Mana, I mean, Mana's a super obscure game. Because I thought Mega Man X would probably be more than Mana.
Tough one though, right?
It's weird that, like, because I had Mana, so I obviously brought Mana. But it's a bit like, I think I got Secret Mana because my mate from school had it. And me and Rob would go round and play at his house. And I was like, right, I'm fucking getting Mana because this game is solid. But I don't think Mana was on my radar as a fucking 13-year-old boy.
No, it probably wasn't. But you're introduced to it. Like, Martin Cross had Mana around, and you had Mana.
Yeah.
I didn't need Mana. I could, at one point, because if you weren't playing Mana, you weren't playing Mana, right?
Yeah.
Like, you would lend Mana to someone. Because if you weren't playing it, yeah, you weren't playing it.
It's not a casual. You're not jumping back to Mana. You're putting fucking 30 hours into Mana, or you're not playing Mana. It's one.
Yeah.
Or the other.
If I say, can I borrow Mana, and you say I've still got to get the Axe Orb to level 7, the Axe to level 7, it means I can't borrow Mana. Yeah. If I ask, can I borrow Mana, and you go yes, because you've either had enough of Mana, you know, like. This,
I've got the Mana sword now. Do what you want with it.
But I had two avenues there. Yeah. Close proximity. Both stones throw away from me. I mean, yours is a slightly longer throw, but I reckon over the old ladies.
Yeah, you probably could have made
probably
it.
Get your back garden quite easily.
Yeah, it's actually quite close. You might even cut a greenhouse smashing, but yeah. I reckon three fucking goes you'd have hit.
Three goes, yeah.
You hit my apple tree.
Yeah, launching the one of the apple trees.
Oh, well done there. Right. About speedruns, you want to know speedruns?
Yeah, let's hit some speedruns, mate.
Right, Mega Man X, 1993 that was released, Mega Man X. So I would have been 12, if you want to know my age, ladies and gentlemen. So that was 30 minutes and 54 seconds.
That's impressive. That's really impressive.
That was 3 years ago, though. And someone's done it in 31 minutes, but that was 5 years ago. Half an hour. Someone's done the whole thing in half an hour.
I'm on that menu screen more times than not, mate. Are you not?
Like, yeah.
Fuck's
I'm misjudging them jumps, there, mate. Yeah.
No, I don't think you're misjudging them, mate. You know what you're doing, and so do I. You are impatient.
Saying that,
because Mega Man, you got a hug, you got a fucking wait, you got to be kind of like on his toes. I ain't up for that. I want to charge him, and
so 100% in it. And I'm assuming that means getting all the fucking...
Yeah, every...
Still fucking all the life, energy probably as well. Shit, all that stuff. 34 minutes, 38 seconds. That was the area. Tiki, if you are listening, Tiki, well done. He hasn't put his country, so I don't know where he's from. Or they're from. But yeah, 34 minutes, they fucking smashed that in.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Let's get a Mana up then, mate.
And Mana's going to be a fucking different kettle of fish, isn't it? So we got Mana... Any percent, because there's obviously a lot going on with Mana.
I didn't care about the percentage because this is
1 hour 39. Fuck off. Who's done that in an hour? An hour and a half. Hour 40 minutes, the whole thing. Any percent, no multi tap, so just like one player, two player. 1 hour 39 minutes, 21. And that was a year ago by Z4 Tots.
Yeah, but hold on a second. There's a lot of fucking talking, right? Even when you go to the fountain,
yeah,
right?
Bullshit.
And Elliot's talking to you and he's pushing you off the fucking bridge at the start. And
that's like 20 minutes.
So, that, yeah. All of that stuff. You're hearing that because you can't... I'm pressing the button.
That's, yeah.
You can't skip. You can't just keep skipping what they're saying.
I want Zed. I don't know if it's Zatox, but it's Z4 Tox from Germany. A year ago, you did this in 1 hour 39, 21. Get in contact.
Come on.
I want to fucking know how you
If we can that. Contact you, we will.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Out, like you say, because the cutscenes is going to be. The cutscenes alone is an hour. Surely.
That fucking stupid robot. Down, 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 You can't cut...
That's mental. I've never not spent less than like fucking 5 hours on one. Like, I thought 5 hours was a waste of my time.
I am not completing Secret Mana in 5 hours, mate. I mean, don't get me wrong, I enjoy the laborious task of going around to, fly and being a cheapskate. Because I ain't spending money.
Even discharging your fucking magic. I remember spending a day discharging a ghost magic.
Yeah. Obviously, in the inn, mate.
Yeah, you know, I'm not spending money. Yeah.
You do it inside the inn, then just...
That's blown my mind, the fact that someone's done that.
Don't believe it.
Well, you ain't got a fucking mana sword, I'll tell you that much.
You ain't getting a mana sword in that, mate. You have to get all... Yeah, even if you got all the sword orbs, you ain't getting that in an hour.
No, you fuck.
Because each enemy would only give you like two points against your fucking weapon.
How's he beating a fucking flammy dragon
with no magic?
He's got nothing there, has he? That cunt's got
him. He got Undine level 1, mate.
That is, you need to fucking come in now, Z4 Talks, and explain to us what your fucking game is. I'm not happy about that.
Cheat. Warps. Warps, isn't there? Do you reckon there's a fucking green fucking pipe that you go down? And it started, like, before you get, instead of grabbing a mana sword when Elliot tries to push you off the fucking thing, there's way
you
of...
You hang
on to it, Elliot fucks off, then you come back up, then you can go across all the levels, because you're higher than all the levels, mate, because you're on that log. Carry on all the levels, go down into warp zone 7.
And then get to straight to Flammy and kick him in the cup.
Yeah.
Maybe, mate. Come on. Are you scared? No, I don't know. Spoiler. I've never heard of you. Oh, are you scared, Z4 Talks from Germany? Come on and explain.
Right, let's do the rundown, mate. We know who the winner is.
Yeah.
Graphics. Let's just be.
I do like the graphics on Mega Man.
Yeah. Does his charge and his energy vibration around him is good graphics.
Yeah.
Is it better? Can you think of something? This is how we do this. Can you think of something in Secret of Mana apart from the sword in the stone at the start when it's got, because that is pretty fucking sweet. Is there anything better than that?
Yeah, I think Mega has probably got better graphics.
I think Mega's a bit shiny. He's shinier. Graphics.
Yeah, it was polished. Shinier.
Because even the bad guys in Secret Mana, although the bad guys in fucking Mega Man are terrible. But yeah, let's just give that
Mega Man.
Music. Mega.
Oh, you reckon Mega Man?
Not X.
It's got some bangers in mind.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mate, tell me what to do. Tell me to do the tango again. Tell me to do Kakara.
I know Mega Man has got some... Like, there is some good... I don't know, I would go with... Like, Mana is bomb. Fucking...
Yeah.
Ambience.
Yeah. Yeah, soundtrack. Yeah. Score. Like a Metroid.
Yeah.
Like a Metroid. Gameplay, it is Mana.
I mean, that's tricky. If you wanted a quick game, you're going to go to a fucking... Like, I want to have a quick bang on fucking the SNES.
I'm not going to have a quick bang on Mana,
am I? That's at least fucking... I'm sinking it like 2-3 weeks into Mana.
Do you not think that Mega Man's so hard... Because it is pretty fucking... It's a hard game.
Yeah.
It is pretty hard. That you can get fed up quicker with it. Therefore, that's why it's a quicker banger. Yeah. Rather than it being an actual, like...
Because
it's not a Mario platform. You haven't got the dexterity of Mario where he can get his little fucking tits out. You know, he's out like that. You're holding down green, mate.
Yeah, obviously he's making...
Obviously you're holding down green. And he's like that the whole time. And he can move wherever he wants to move. If you can see the video, this is brilliant. But he can't he? Whereas Mega Man doesn't have that ability.
Right, so
what I'm saying, like, it's not necessarily always a fun, because it's hard. All the bad guys are hard as well. So you get to the boss and it's like, he batters you. Oh, fuck this.
And I have to do that again. All right.
Gameplay definitely goes to Mana. I think just for the whole spectrum of it, and I'm a platformer.
Yeah, we've always said we've not got.
But I think for the whole spectrum, I think Marn has just got
more, yeah, it's more going on.
Even there. Waiting, you know, the charging, waiting for the 100%. You know, the menus.
Yeah, yeah.
The menu, you know, everything. What the fuck are they doing? If you don't know,
why are you listening?
Fuck off.
Like, why have you got this far? If you don't know, why have you got this far?
Yeah, I'll do more sound effects if you want. sales, we know that. And nostalgiability is Mana. Yeah. X2 would have been a different story, but I still probably would have gone for Mana.
Yeah, Mana was going to win. It's just.
Yeah.
It's just a good fight. It's just all round. You can't fucking fault
it. Well, declare it, mate. Declare it to the listeners.
Mana is why in the battle of Secret of Mana versus Mega Man X, Secret of Mana is won. So what you're going to see next is Secret of Mana versus F. Fuck me, Secret of Mana versus F Zero. Shit, I thought it was going to be like Secret of Mana versus like Contra.
No, because this is in the World Cup they would call this a group of death, mate.
Shit,
you've got. Literally, fuck Star Fox being in there because of his name.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be like a, you know, an old school nation being good at football once and not anymore.
Yeah.
But then the rest of them are like, it's Brazil fucking.
Like, that's a proper battle. Once you get to fucking Mana versus F-Zero, that's an actual battle.
It's a real battle.
Shit,
yeah.
I mean, the top end, you're kind of fucking it off. Yeah, shit. But yeah, that's why you read it here first, eh, gentlemen? F-Zero versus fucking Mana.
You best not miss it.
I can't even fucking, yeah. You better not miss that, motherfuckers, because shit.
Charge up your Mana swords and get yourself to the starting line and go on that little bit that goes whoop, 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 and get ready for a fucking great battle. I mean, you're going to have to wait a little bit because we've got to go back to side A.
We've got a shit to do,
but
it's a good one.
Get ready.
Side A will probably be pretty quick, though, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll blast them out. Anyway, well, there you go, mate.
That's the end. Thank you again. Thank you very much for listening. It's always a pleasure. See you, whatever you come for, we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Dong.